Come on, hey, we're going to dive straight into the Word. Stay upstanding as I read the Word this evening. I want to read from Ephesians 4, verse 22 to 24. This is Paul writing to the Ephesian church. So these people know about Jesus already. He's given them a reminder of the way that we should be living. All right, you ready for this? You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires. To be made new. So this is the thing he's asking them. You're to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on your new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Let's lift our hands one more time. God, we thank you for tonight. Lord, we thank you that you want to speak to hearts. You want to speak to minds here tonight. Lord, I have labored, I have studied, but I know that this is a supernatural thing that I can't do on my own. We need you to come right now, Holy Spirit. I come against any demonic thoughts right now. I come against them in the name of Jesus. I take authority and we loose them over this church, over C3 Powerhouse, and we open our hearts and minds to receive you, your love and your truth. Change our hearts and change our minds tonight. Let us know who we really are. Help us to believe, Holy Spirit. Open this word up for us this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, take your seat. As you take your seat, let your neighbor know there is a way. God has a way. And now turn to your other neighbor and say, and by faith, I will find it. I will find it. Awesome. Hey, thank you, band. Thank you. Hey, if you don't know me, my name is David Crowder. I moved up here to the Sunshine Coast, I don't know, about 13, 14 years ago. We're currently living in Budrum. Who here lives in Budrum? Anyone? All right, a couple of people. All right, if you don't know, Budrum is a utopia for plants and animals. The stuff just grows. It's like, it's the bush of the Sunshine Coast. And we, Marina and I, we live in the middle of a jungle. Literally, the trees are massive, the bugs are massive, we have snakes, we've got it all going on. Now, it takes a lot of work to stay on top of that stuff. And when I get in there, it gets messy. Like, I'm telling you, the grass is about this high. The trees, I've got to get the reciprocating saw, cut them down. I'll be getting the tremor out. Sometimes snakes come up, you got blood slapping at you, your koalas falling down. Not really. But it does, it gets messy. There's big bugs that live in Budrum and they fly towards it. You got to squash them on your shirt. But you know what? I love doing it, but you get so messy. And the worst part of it is this. It's the sweat. You got mud all over you. You got dead carcasses on you, blood, splatter, guts, and then the sweat just flows. Man, and I'm not talking about a nice glow from a workout, a little bit of underarm sweat that shows how you've been working out hard. I'm talking, my white shirt turns see-through. That's how much sweat comes up. And then, you know, and I don't know if you know this, but if you've had mud all over you and then you got sweaty, that stuff is rank. It stinks. So at the end of the day, I look forward to a shower. But before I even get to the shower, I've got to take off all my clothes. Before I even get to the into the house, I've got to take off all my clothes. Hey. I keep my undies on. And then I go up and I have a shower. Let's not get that picture in. But how beautiful is a shower when you're a total mess and it just washes off you? Ah, all that mud. Dead bugs, gone, and it feels great. Yeah. You're clean, washed clean. Right. Now, here's the thing though. When you get out of the shower, you have a decision to make. Ready? You've got your old rank clothes sitting right here, or you've got your new clothes. Right. Which one are you going to put on? The new clothes, right? Like, oh, you've just washed yourself clean. Those clothes, you can probably smell them from 2 meters away. They are rank. It's like, you know that smell of a hot rubbish bin juice on a hot summer's day on the Sunshine Coast? Yeah. That's what it smells like. You'd never put them back on. Right? Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Yet, in life, all too often we do that very thing. Because Paul, in this scripture, he's not talking about clothes, but he's talking about our old self.
Yeah.
And he's saying, Jesus paid this price. He's talking about sin that's inherently on us. It's because of Adam and Eve. And the good news is he's reminding us of this. Pastor Josh, he already mentioned this, that Jesus came, he died on a cross for us. And when we believe that and invite Jesus into our hearts, all of our old self, that deceitful nature that Paul's talking about here, those desires that usually cause a lot of chaos in us, all of that can actually be washed off because of the power of Jesus on the cross. That is the good news. And he's reminding the church of this. But at the same time, Paul's also warning us. Okay? So this is important because our old self, that dirty, rotten clothing, things that we're probably not proud of, things that we want to leave in the past, they actually have a way of creeping back into our lives. Old habits, the way we may used to have treat people, what we used to say, how we used to think, all those things, they like to come back. And here's why. Can I be real with you? It's a spiritual battle, okay? Because the devil actually hates it when you're doing well and you're walking with God. And that's what Paul's talking about here. He's saying, don't go back there. I want you to live a prosperous life walking with God, how you were originally designed to be.
Yeah, so good.
So that's the battle we've got. The devil hates it when we do well, when we believe in God, when we start to actually tell him, no, that's not right, because this is what God says. Because here's what the devil wants you to think. I'm being real here. He wants you to think that God doesn't actually care about you. That there is, that you're alone. That you've messed up so much. You're too far beyond ever coming back. That's a lie from the devil. That is a lie. We believe that? That is a lie. Scripture says it because God says Jesus came and he washed all of it away. That's what we've got to do. But what just happens? Sometimes we believe that. Sometimes we put that dirty clothing back on because of what someone may have said, because of past hurt, because of unbelief. And we walk around with these smelly clothes instead of actually trusting God about all the things that he said about us and the future that he has for us.
Right.
He's saying, let go of the old, put on the new.
Right.
It's by God's grace. That's how we do this. But then it's through our faith that we actually step into that life.
So
and tonight, I want to talk about two things, because Paul's talking about here of letting go of the past, okay? We can't let ourselves slip back into our old self. Okay? So that's the first thing. I want to help us out. I'm gonna show you a way to cultivate your mindset to not slip back in. But then at the same time, one thing that I have found, the way to actually stay in faith is to advance forward. So we're also gonna look at another way to cultivate your mindset so you can keep taking territory, keep moving forward towards what God has for you in your life. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get into it then. So number one, for us not to slip back into our old self, we've got to keep moving. All right, say that, keep moving. We've got to keep moving, which means we can't let our past determine our future. Okay? Now, I get it. That's easier said than done. I grew up with trauma, with feelings of abandonment because my dad passed away early. Now those feelings didn't just go away. It takes time. You have to work through this stuff. But when I read this scripture, you know, I had to wrestle with this because the way Paul kind of puts it, it's like, hey, let go of the old, put on the new, and you'll be right. Let go of the trauma, and you're good. Forget about the hurts, and you're good. Ignore the past, and just move on. That's what it felt like the first time. But it's actually not what Paul's saying here, all right? What he's saying is this, and we got to get this. This is powerful. If you've got your iPads, your phones, write this down. It is through Jesus that you now have the freedom to leave the past behind and step into the future.
Come on.
Oh, it is through what Jesus did at the cross. It says the curtain was torn. The kingdom of heaven has come. Now we have the freedom to let go of our past. It may take time, I get that, and we'll go through that, but you can step into all that God has for you, what he always had designed for you. That's the truth in the scripture. Now, the promise isn't that it's going to be easy. The promise isn't that it's going to that it's not going to take any work. And here is what I found, and this is really just God's nature. God doesn't expect us to go from one day, our life's totally messed up, to then step into the next day and have everything together. That's not what he's asking. There is a process. And I have really, I've got some history with God. I've been following him for a bit of time, and I have never observed him to do things fast. There's always a process. And I hate it. I'm not saying this is a good thing. But I've learned to love it. It's an acquired taste, okay? But come on, let's just look at God, like what he's been doing. Even though some people think that it all happened in one big bang, the world wasn't created in one bang moment. It took 6 days for God to create everything in the world and everything that was within it. King David, here, everyone know King David? If you don't, he's a king in the Bible, a man after God's own heart. But he didn't start there. He was anointed as a young shepherd's boy. It was years and years before he stepped into being a king. And over those years, he had to overcome trials, challenges. And then he grew into the king. Get this, he grew into the king that God always foresaw him to be. Pastor Josh, I love your story this morning. He shared how it took 7 years from the day of the conception of the dream that they said, okay, we believe God has a house for us.
Come on.
7 years it took for him to diligently go after that, to keep believing God. He had to continue to move forward. And I know a little bit of the story. 7 years had passed. They finally got to a place where they had enough, where they had the deposit. Then the faith that he developed over that time helped him to actually believe, no, this is not the right block, even though I've put the deposit down. So God did a miracle and switched that block that wasn't even available. Isn't that awesome? Let's give God some praise. But all through it, and I know this because I know Pastor Josh and Shekinah, they kept tithing, they kept giving above and beyond the tithe, they kept serving, they kept believing, they kept moving forward. To not slip back in our old selves, we gotta move forward. Now, here's the big million-dollar question. Why does God take so flippin' long? I thought about this. And as I said, I've got some history with God. I was hoping he'd just clean me up on day one as well. He didn't. Because here's what I've learned. He's more interested in doing something in you than the thing he's going to get to you. He's more interested in your journey to getting into that house, pressing in, fasting, knowing that he's a provider than just handing you a house. Any good father knows this. I know I'm not just going to hand things to my children. I want them to grow. And God wants us to grow as well. He's more interested in the journey, in us pressing in. Even though it sucks and it's hard. But you know what? That's when we get refined. Gold gets refined in fire. Purities come out. That's why God takes time. And the good news, as I said earlier on, all God's asking tonight is that we accept the process of stepping into this journey. Okay, I'm going to leave my old self behind, and I'm going to take one step. I'm going to keep moving. I'm not going to go back and slip in. I'm going to keep moving. Now, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, watch this. It says this. that we are being transformed into the same image as Jesus from glory to glory. And again, when I first read this as a child, I actually used to think, okay, from glory to glory, that must be to do with heaven. So one day, and that's what we're all believing for, that we're going to go to heaven, and there we're going to go to glory. We're going to sing praises, and God's just magnificent power and everything's just going to echo off us. Like, that's what I used to think. But God actually showed me that starts right here, right now, right here tonight for some of us. It's actually talking about us here on earth growing more from glory to glory, becoming more and more like Jesus until one day we will face Jesus. And oh man, that is going to be a glorious day. But until then, we got to keep moving towards that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We don't have to do the big thing and jump to the end, but we do got to move. Now, for me, what I've learned, this is what the process looks like, all right? So, I've made the decision, I'm going to leave my past behind. I'm going to leave my old self behind. I'm going to put on my new self because I want to become more like God. That's the decision I've made in my mind. Now,
good choice.
Glory to glory sounds really beautiful. We're just going to keep ascending. But here's what I found reality looks like, okay? We trust God. We move a little.
Yeah.
We might fail. We might succeed. But we step more into God's plan. And we keep moving.
Yes.
Then we take another step. We may stand strong or we may fall, but we know God's there all through it.
Amen.
On the mountaintop and in the valley.
That's it.
Because here's what happens. We build history with God.
Yeah.
We get to know who He is. Then we take another step and we keep moving. And then you may do something that I am pretty famous for. And I don't encourage this, but I'm like, okay, God, you've done this. I'm going to start running. I'm going to start taking this. I'm going to start going for it. And I start running. I start doing things in my own strength. But what did God say? He said to just walk, to just listen. So then I mess it all up. And I'm in debt, broken relationships. My life's a mess. And this is what I love about God. He is a loving God. So He comes over and He picks me up.
Yeah, He does. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He washes me clean again.
Yeah, He does. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, man. He restores things because that's who He is. He's a restorer.
Yeah, come on. So true.
Things that have may have been taken from you.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason is, God's a restorer. He wants to pour His love back into you. He wants to elevate you again. He says that you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. That's what He says about you.
Yes.
He does, yeah.
So we go again and He opens my mind to His possibilities.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That is who God is. And then we move again. But it is that, in that process of continuing to move, that we develop that mindset.
Right. Yeah.
And what is that mindset? Is that, hey, with God, there's always a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by what? By faith, we will find it.
Yeah.
Come on, we got to keep moving.
Yeah.
We got to keep moving because it builds momentum. And then it's okay. You have setbacks. You've got momentum. You can continue to move on. That's number one, to not be stuck in the past, to not slip back into our old self. We got to keep moving. Now, let's say we are moving. We're moving forward. How can we take ground? Because God has a mighty plan for each one of us here. Do you believe that? He's a mighty God, and He has a purpose for you. And there's only one person here in this world that can actually fulfill that person, and it's the authentic you. And the way that we actually step into that is by planting seeds and never, ever giving up on the things that we're planting. Now, that sounds a little bit spiritual, so let me break it down for you. So in my professional world and my what I do for a job, I lead a team of around 10 people. Now, we operate in an industry it's fast moving. It's the digital space. So things are always changing. There's always new things coming out, like Facebook yesterday, TikTok today. Google did this yesterday, and today is this. Yesterday we had websites, today we've got this. Okay, it's always changing. So one of the things we've got to do is we've got to adapt to that change. We've got to test things. We've got to try things out. Now, the number one question that always comes when we have an idea is, but what if it doesn't work? And my answer to that is, well, what if it does?
Right.
What if it does? What if it succeeds? You'll never know unless you take the shot.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Is there any ice hockey fans in the house? Come, we got some ex-Canadians. Yes, yes, Wayne Gretzky.
Yep.
He's like the greatest of all time of ice hockey. And he said this, I love it. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. What if it does succeed? You'll never know unless you take the actual shot.
Right.
Now, it can be scary. I get that. And this is where this is actually the tension of continuing to move forward, because the old self will say, you haven't got that. You're too young. You're too dumb. You haven't got the education. You shouldn't even be here. But that's not what our new self says, right? The new self's saying, come on, let's take this shot. Because you never know. It's actually biblical. It says it in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 6. King Solomon says this. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening, don't let your hands become idle. So what he's saying is, you've got to try this. Then at night, try this again. Don't stop. Continue to sow seed. Hey, one may actually come to fruition. Maybe both will come to fruition. But you never know unless you actually try. And too many of us are too afraid to even give it a shot before the game's even started.
Right.
And we doubt ourselves in our minds. That is not from God. Right. Not from God at all. With God, there's always a way.
Yeah.
Now, that is a mindset that we've got to develop. But faith comes in it by taking the actual shot. Okay, that faith without works is dead. That's what the Bible says. So we've got to take those shots. And yes, some of them may fail. Some of them may actually make you feel stupid. Like, I sometimes feel embarrassed about stuff that we've given a go. But how long does that embarrassment last? 5 minutes. Then you get over it, and then you hit a shot that actually hits the goal. How much does the joy last?
Yeah.
For years and years, and it continues to pay. You may actually have the breakthrough that you've always been believing for.
Yeah.
And again, in a church environment, I've got to be careful what I say, okay? Because I believe that God can do anything. Come on, he's the God of miracles. I know that and I believe that. But I also know that a man of my short stature, I'm not going to be magically the next Michael Jordan and play in the NBA. Okay?
Where's your faith?
Do you know what I mean? Test my faith. Here we go. No, I'll show you what faith looks like. In a moment. But you know what I mean? Like, you can't come into a church service, hear about generosity and all the things that come with it and the prosperity stuff, and then like, okay, well, I've got a great idea. I have faith. I'm going to go to the casino, take all my family's money, bet it on black. That's not faith. That's foolishness. Faith looks more like this. Okay, this is for me. God's given me a vision. Hey, I want you to finance the church. I want to use you, and I want you to become generous. So again, no, I didn't go to the casino. I was like, okay, I'm going to dedicate my business to you, Lord. I'm going to build a kingdom business, and I'm going to believe, because who knows that the vision of this church isn't cheap. Okay? We want to reach hundreds, thousands, multiple tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. That doesn't just come with a few dollars. We need finance to do that. So God's given me the vision to build a multi-million dollar business so we can be part of that move. And I'm believing year after year, have I reached that? Not right now, but I believe that if I keep planting seeds, if I keep tithing, if I keep giving, if I keep trusting God, if I keep being integrous, if I leave my old selfish greediness behind, I can step into all that God has for me. That's just for me. In our church, this is what faith is. We're believing that one day this church will have a facility that's nationally recognized. We believe that there is going to be hundreds and thousands of people that are going to walk through our auditoriums. We believe that we're going to get there. In the past, we have taken shots. We've got a land right now we believe is not the right one, so we're selling it. But we took a shot. We took a shot in faith. That wasn't foolish. It was just God. We believe this is it. okay, now we heard from you, God, it's not the right one. But hey, don't cry over spilled milk. We went again, and we believe that there is another land for us. So we said, God, we're believing. We're fasting. We're going towards that. He said, no, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to cry about it. We're not going to shrink back. We're going to continue to move forward. So now we're believing, and we will have another piece of land. We're praying into it. We're fasting it. And in the name of Jesus, we know we're going to get in there. Can I get an amen? This church will see the day when we have our own building. I prophesy that, and I know it in my spirit.
Amen.
It's not foolishness. That's faith. Stepping into all that God has for us.
Yeah, come on.
We believe that we're going to have a full church of brilliant disciple makers. So that means we're going to keep investing in people. That means we're going to keep people, we're going to keep giving people a shot. We're going to have young ones stepping into God's calling. Is it always going to be awesome? Maybe not, but if God's on it is. Will some of those people leave? Maybe. Will some of those people be called to new things that God has for them? Yes, maybe. Will some of them stay and see the vision come to pass? Yes. But we can't let the losses determine our future. We can't just focus on those. We've got to keep going and continually take shots, even if some fail. This is for your life as well. Whatever it is, whatever you've been believing for, if it's finance, if it's a breakthrough, you've got to keep taking those shots. Yes, some may not pay off, but some will. And I know God will, because with God, there is a way. And by faith, you will find it. In the same way, we're going to keep doing church. Sunday after Sunday, morning and night. Next week, the week after, next month, next year, in 10 years' time, in a decade's time, in 100 years' time, we're still going to do church. Because we're planting seeds Sunday after Sunday. And I don't want to get tired of planting seeds. I don't want my hands to become idle. Come on, we got to get that into our spirit. Don't become idle. Don't just plant once and then become idle. We got to continue to step into it, because here's what I believe. Some Sundays we'll see one person come to Jesus. Another Sunday we may see none. But I do believe the day will come when we will see 1,000 people saved in 1 year. And then one day we're going to see 1,000 people saved in 1 weekend. I believe that. That's not foolishness. That's faith. That's God on our church, us stepping into the vision that we have. But we can't get discouraged when we have an off Sunday. We take the shot again. We believe that we're going to just keep planting seeds Sunday after Sunday. That's what the Lord's saying to you right now. And I have a promise that's going to help you build this faith. And you can just continue to trust God by planting seeds. However stupid you may feel, He wants you to go again. He wants you to advance forward, not slip back. It's written in Galatians 6 verse 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. How awesome is that promise? That's saying when we sow seeds, when we take the shots, yes, some may not work, some may, but I've actually seen this in this church. God can, seeds, they die, but then they bring fruit. And some seeds may die, and we may not see it in our lifetime. And I know that sucks, especially when you're believing for friends to come and meet Jesus. Family members. It sucks when it takes ages, and sometimes we don't even get to see it. Or someone that we've just touched, they move away and you never see. But I know that this scripture says that every seed you will also reap, every seed that you have sown. So yeah, one seed may die, but God's actually using that to build your faith for the real thing that He's been waiting for. Pastor John always tells the story about this building. We're over there believing for another building. God let that dream die so we could actually step into the real building that He had for us. And He's got that for you too. We just got to trust Him to come through. It may not happen instantly. I get that. I've been there. But we got to keep moving. We got to keep planting seeds. We got to keep taking shots. Can you give me an amen to that?
Amen.
Don't stop. We're people that are going to advance forward. We may not hit, but we may. And I know in all of it, we're going to find a way, because by faith, I will find a way. That is my mindset. That is who I believe God has created me to be. Let's close our eyes, church. Father God, I thank You that You are for us. that you have a great plan for each person in this room. I pray that tonight we would not leave the same way. We thank you. You're changing hearts and minds right now, that you're adjusting the course of our life. I thank you that old selves are being let go and we're stepping into everything that you have for us, our new self, that is like you. Help us in this. Help us in this, this week, this month. Even when we fall back, Lord, pick us back up by your grace, but through our faith. I pray, Lord, that this entire church, everyone here tonight, will step into the true calling that you have for us. I release that in the name of Jesus. Amen.